The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
OMG, totes exciting. Tay-Tay is on the way and so forth. Emily Keegan is with us. She's News Talk reporter. I assume town is going to be buzzing. When does she arrive? Do we know?
We don't actually know. We've actually been speculating out in the newsroom about whether she might be here already or not, because we know last time she rented out this kind of old coach house to stay in when she was here for a Reputation tour, and that is currently booked out on Airbnb. So who knows? She could be here already among us.
Fans coming from all over the world?
Well, hopefully, if the pilot strikes aren't getting in the way. Yeah, I mean, fans have been travelling all over to all of her shows. So I would imagine we're going to see plenty of Yanks, plenty of people from England, there's going to be a whole array of accents at these shows.
Well, I was giving you my theory. If you've been down the Liffey at any point recently, you will have seen a quarter of a billion quid's worth of super yachts sitting down past the Rosie Hackett Bridge. I assume they're here to see Tay-Tay. They must be.
It's very possible. I mean, she's had a lot of celebrities turning up to these shows. Like some of her ones in Wembley, there was Nicola Coughlin, Andrew Scott, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. Like there's real A-lister people turning up. And then, of course, her own boyfriend is an A-lister at this point, Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs. So it is very likely that we will see some big names in the crowd.
She's playing when?
Starts tomorrow night. So tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
And across those three nights, it is a busy weekend generally for Dublin. So is this going to turn the place into sort of a festival for the weekend, do you think?
I would imagine. I was actually speaking to Barry Kenny from Irish Rail before I came in here, and he's saying trains are already booking out. The town is going to be mobbed. It really is. I mean, if you're not going in to attend Taylor Swift or Pride or Shania Twain, I would advise you to just stay out of town completely for your own safety, probably, and sanity.
When you put the three of them together, it's going to be a world of leopard print sequins and rainbows, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's going to be very, very colourful. And it is. They all kind of share so many similarities. I think it is. Town's just going to be a lovely place to be if you are going in. Like, it's going to be so vibrant. People are going to be so happy. The weather, it's not supposed to rain. It's supposed to stay fairly warm. So it kind of just is a perfect weekend. Like, I'm really excited.
How much of a show does she put on? Because last week we had Pink suspended from a string above the crowd, which is pretty impressive. Does Taylor Swift compare when it comes to showmanship?
Unfortunately, she's not going to hang above the crowd. She doesn't go quite that far. But I mean, her show itself, her own performance is 3.5 hours long. That's not including the opening set from Paramore.
Three and a half hours.
She has 11 albums, 10 of which made it onto this set list. Debut, unfortunately, didn't make the cut. But it's a long show. There are going to be plenty of theatrics, plenty of costume changes. She's going to change her outfit for each era. From what I've heard from people who have been already, it really is just something to behold. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. So it's really exciting.
One assumes she has the good grace to play the hits.
Yes, of course. So we'll have our Shake It Off and our Cruel Summer, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with. But she is going to have a set from her new album as well. So there is new music in the mix as well. And then she also plays two surprise songs every night, one on the piano, one on guitar. So we never know what that's going to be until the night. So it might even be a song that we haven't heard at all before, which could be really interesting.
I'm told one of her songs references Wicklow.
It does, yes. Sweet Nothing. So I think that's the one people are speculating the most is the most likely to come up as a surprise song across one of the nights. Hopefully night two when I'm there, fingers crossed. So yes, she references a pebble that she picked up on a beach when she was in Wicklow with her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, he who shall not be named, I suppose.
Text suggesting Taylor is currently on the ferry from Holyhead. She has scrapped her private jet after realising how polluting it is, and she didn't want to get caught out by striking pilots. I would very much love if Taylor Swift arrived on the ferry from Holyhead.
I mean, look, it is one way to get in without being noticed. So I guess it could be plausible.
A text saying, don't forget the Saw Doctors are playing in Dublin as well.
Very important. How could I forget?
Does she still do the thing where she is brought to stage hidden in a box?
Yes. And there are some tickets. Some people might have bought restricted view tickets, which were slightly cheaper, still very expensive. And they kind of are at the back of this hugely elaborate stage. And if you're, I suppose, lucky, for lack of a better word, to be sitting there, you will see her come in this box. It's kind of disguised as like a cleanup cart. It has like fake mops sticking out of it and things like that. So we know that it's Taylor in that. I don't think she's trying to trick us by getting in without anyone knowing it's her. I think it's more the element of surprise of the outfit, because she's going to come out and she's going to be sparkly and radiant and gorgeous. And it's that getting to see her for the first time as she wants to be seen, not sneaking in the back door of the stage.
How significant is this global tour and where does Dublin come in the big scheme of things?
How significant? I mean, it's probably, if not the highest grossing tour, definitely one of them. I mean, she, before she even finished up the US leg of it, she had already grossed $1 billion just from tickets and merch alone. So it is quite a big show. We are kind of coming on the tail end of it now. It's because it's wrapping up in December. So we're one of the last kind of few places. I know she's heading back to America to wrap it up. But I mean, we're lucky because we're getting the new album. So it's a good time for her to come and see
it. It must be a grueling schedule because when you attend the concert, you by design, you feel kind of special, like it's the only one that's being done. But doing Wembley one weekend for two or three nights, coming over to Dublin, filling two or three nights, then that's exhausting.
Even just travelling around, I know there's a lot of controversy about her flying from place to place in her private jet and the carbon emissions, which are undeniable. But even that in itself must be exhausting, to be travelling around. I mean, when she was playing in, was it Singapore or Japan? One of the Asian countries she was playing in. Then she flew back to attend the Super Bowl to see her boyfriend and then went back on tour again. So she really is all over the place. But I guess it just shows how committed she is to it.
Tex asking whether or not he travels to every gig because he was talking on a podcast about meeting Prince William in London. So the suggestion is he just following her around the world in the off season?
Well, hopefully he will be in Dublin because he was in Wembley. He is in the off season now, so it is highly likely that he will be travelling around. He doesn't go to every show, but he has been there for a lot of them. And he recently came out on stage with her. So hopefully we'll be treated to something like that in Dublin. I think fans are really eager to see that happen again.
Are they?
Yes.
Do they want the boyfriend? I mean, if they're football fans, but if they're Taylor Swift fans?
It's just, I think if you've been a fan of Taylor Swift, or even if you haven't been a fan of Taylor Swift for very long, you'll be aware that she's known for her breakup songs and for not having the best past relationships. So I think for people who love her and have followed her for so long, it's so nice to see a boyfriend love to be with her and to be so excited to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So it's kind of the love for the relationship and the happiness for Taylor more so than Travis Kelce himself. And he's easy to look at, I mean, so.
What's the story with the bracelets?
The bracelets. Well, Anton, I'm very glad you asked me this because I didn't want you to feel left out. So I have brought you your very own Taylor Swift friendship bracelet that I made especially for you. So that in case you do happen to stumble upon the Aviva Stadium at some stage this weekend, you won't feel
left out. Do I actually get to keep this?
Yes, I made it especially for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
So yes, the friendship bracelets. It all comes from a line in her song, You're On Your Own Kid, which she plainly says, make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it. And this song is about growing up, realizing you're now on your own in the world, you're by yourself. And it's kind of special. It's about cherishing, I suppose, those little elements of your childhood. And we took that literally, fans, I guess. It started off in America. And it really just shows the community of the fans in the shows that we make these bracelets ourselves, turn up, and we're trading them with each other. And it's getting people talking, you're making friends, you're connecting with one another. And it is, it's that real wholesome childhood thing.
You genuinely made this?
Yes.
And I do get to keep it?
Yes.
Is there any suspicion that this may be her last roll of the dice? Because if she's making $1 billion off it, plus all of the other sales, she is rich beyond the dreams of avarice. So why would she keep doing it?
I think it definitely is a concern many people have because it's hard to imagine how you can get better than this. This seems like it could very well be the peak. But I can't see her giving up just yet when she's smashing all these records. Like, there really is no one to compete with her at the minute. She's held the top spot in the charts since she brought out that album a couple of months ago. Like, no one can compete with her. I can't see why she would want to give that up now when it's what she loves and she's wanted it for so long and she's made it. Hopefully there'll be another few tours out of her before she packs it up.
Mike has a question that you may want to answer with the word yes. Am I the only one that can't stand Taylor Swift?
I wish I could answer that with yes, but unfortunately, I don't think that is the case. I think that's a pretty well shared opinion, unfortunately.
Can I ask one cynical question? The broad popularity is supported by kind of things like the friendship bracelets, things like stories of her donating to charity everywhere she goes, things like her reaching out to fans. Do you believe that to all be genuine altruism or is it a cynical marketing exercise?
Look, I, as much as I love Taylor Swift, I am still able to acknowledge her flaws. There are a lot of things that people have been pulling her up on. Fans themselves have been pulling her up on recently. She's been very silent about conflicts in certain parts of the world that people would like to see her speaking out about. I do think some things can be a bit tokenistic feminism at times, but I also don't think it's her sole responsibility to solve all the world's problems.
Emily, enjoy the gig. Thank you very much, Emily Keegan, and thank you for the bracelet. Emily Keegan, News Talk reporter.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.